The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team.
Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
It's starting to get interesting in Baltimore. There was a little bit, I think, of bluff calling, so to speak. We are in the franchise tag window. There's also been things with Daniel Jones, where maybe he wants north of $40 million a year. I don't know about that for Daniel Jones, but we are tracking these franchise tags. We have official tags or reliable word that these tags will be placed on Josh Jacobs, Evan Engram, and Commanders defensive tackle Daron Payne. We're also looking out for Jackson, as we mentioned, Giants running back Saquon Barkley, Seattle Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith, Cowboys running back Tony Pollard. We mentioned Jones, Bengals safety Jesse Bates, and then Chiefs left tackle Orlando Brown Jr. So the window's closing tomorrow, and I think right now, Jeremy, it's all eyes on Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, it's an interesting situation, and I think for the first time, I think I've kind of fallen into place where I don't think it's going to work out in Baltimore. Sounds like the two sides talked extensively during Combine week and did not get any closer, and I mean, I think both sides are just kind of dug in their heels and at this point, and so if they go the non-exclusive franchise tag route, that means basically like anyone can negotiate with this guy, and there are going to be teams that are going to be willing to give him a lot of money. I can't really find a spot where I am on this debate, because I think it all kind of hinges on the deal that Deshaun Watson got last year, right?
100%.
And so are you of the belief that that has set the new market, or are you of the belief that the Browns made a mistake and you don't want to make that same mistake? And I can see both sides of it. I don't think we're headed towards quite yet. Maybe we get there, but I don't think we're there yet where we're giving out fully guaranteed contracts to quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think that the Browns knew that they needed to do that in that particular situation to land Watson. I think the 31 other owners turned to the Browns owners, the Haslams, right?
Yeah.
And they said, Haslam's WTF, because
right.
Now
screwed everybody.
All these guys are rightly going to want it. And how do you blame them?
Right.
Like, if I'm Lamar Jackson, I'm like a former MVP and I'm still young, and I see Deshaun Watson, who creeped his way to an all guaranteed deal, why am I not asking for that? Now, I don't think every quarterback like a Daniel Jones could go and ask for that, but if you're a former MVP in this league, of course that should be the bare minimum. And it's created a dicey situation. And now I feel like Baltimore is calling the bluff of what is the Jackson camp, as he represents himself famously or infamously. The exclusive tag, by the way, let me read this here, is that teams must offer the selected player a one-year contract no less than either the average of the top five salaries at the player's position in April of the current year's, or 120% of the player's previous year's salary, whichever is greater. Non-exclusive, teams must offer the selected player a one-year contract no less than the average of the top five cap hits, but same type of thing. But as you mentioned, Jeremy, now he is open to talking to any team. So now I think what Baltimore probably is doing is saying, look, if you're not happy with what we're offering, see if you can go find it. And if he can't, well, all right, we're going to negotiate again with us. What do you think? But I don't know. As you see all these teams, and look, Derek Carr's fine, but as you see how many teams are interested in Derek Carr, there's got to be some team out there that will be very interested in Lamar Jackson and paying him. And then what happens is that team would also have to send two first-round picks back to Baltimore. But I think there'll be a lot of teams that are going to be considering this. And you also have to think, too, Jeremy, of the repercussions of these guys sometimes get upset when your team is simply interested. So you might have a solid quarterback in place. Your team actually might be a perfect example of this with Goff, who played well. Like, do you want to start to get in that mix? Because it's very risky. So if Detroit were to, let's say, be involved in this and try to talk to Lamar, then you don't get him. You strike out. How does that feel to your current start?
Happened to Matt Ryan, right? Last year with the Deshaun Watson stuff. Yeah.
And
another key point in this whole thing too is, remember, the Ravens are still going to have an opportunity to match if they go non-exclusive.
Right.
So maybe it's, okay, someone else show us a deal that you're willing to give, and then let's gauge if that's somewhere we're going to go. But yeah, it is a dicey situation when you go and try to take a big swing on a guy and miss. So, not to conjure the wire, but if you come for the king, you best not miss, right?
Well, that's true. And the whole thing too is you're right about that match. And that's a great point, because a team could get there and say, we're ready to do this, and Baltimore could pull the rug, and then that team, whoever won Lamar, is back to whatever quarterback right. that they had. And that's not always a good feeling either. So it's a very volatile situation in Baltimore, and it's not something that we usually see, especially at this position where it gets this interesting.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.